Good morning, everyone. Today is Good Friday. It's the 29th of March, 2024. Mark is ready for the first chapter of Hebrews today, reading through the New Testament. And it says that God hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. And He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He also says that the Lord in the beginning hath laid the foundation of the earth, and of the heavens are the works of thy hands. So, he also says that in this chapter that the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Very interesting.
Hebrews chapter 1, God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in time past in the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last times spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He met by Himself, purged our sins, sat down the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Again, when He bringeth in the first begotten of the world, He saith, and let all the angels of God worship Him. The angels, He saith, who maketh His angels spirits, His ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, He saith, Thy throne of God is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness, a scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, the heavens are the works of Thy hands. They shall perish, but Thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth the garment. As a vesture shalt Thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but Thou art the same, and Thy years shall not fail. But to which the angel said He at any time, Sit on My right hand, until I make Thy enemies Thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who should be heirs of salvation?
Okay, thank you, Mark. I hope you all have a good weekend. I hope you remember the resurrection during this weekend instead of Easter bunnies and colored eggs. I remember when I was coming up as a kid in kindergarten. In kindergarten, they started singing, In your Easter bonnet, with all your frills upon it, you will be the leader in the Easter parade. Anyway, my mom would always make a bunny cake, with little jelly beans and colored eggs around the bunny cake. And we would have an Easter basket we'd have to find. We'd hide these Easter baskets and we'd find them. You know, rather than focusing on, I serve a living Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always there, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. he lives, salvation to impute. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. God bless. So many of the holidays were brought in by Constantine for the pagans. Ishtar, Christ Mass, I don't know about Hallowed Saints Eve, I'm not sure who brought in Valentine's Day, but we know that the President brought in Mother's Day, Father's Day, and then we started recognizing Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, President's Day, Martin Luther King birthday, Veterans Day, all these days, right? We're not really supposed to put one day in the head of the other, I don't believe, according to Scripture. My understanding of that's correct anyway. God bless.